We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top, the end of the line. And the Gemara just finished saying a story where there was a father who said, I'm going to give Nechasim to my future children. And the older son, who was already born, he said, what's to be with me? So the father said, you will get just like them. And the question is, they for sure not kind of, because they weren't even Mu'abar, it wasn't even an Uber yet, they weren't even a Havamin yet. Masha Inkain, the older brother is here. The Shailas are working out. The Gemara says, no, that's like Kni Kechamar, you're not Koina. The Itmar. Kni Kechamar, Loi Koina. Someone says, I want to give you something. Be Koina, just like the Chamar is Koina. You're not Koina, because a Chamar is not Koina. I said you should be Koina like a Chamar. A Chamar is not Koina. A donkey cannot be Koina anything. What happens, you say, At V'Chamar, it sounds more like a Shutvis. I'm giving you this property for you and the Chamar Tashir. So are you Koina or not? So there's three Shittas over here. Rav Nachman Amar Kana Mechza. You're Koina Mechza, you're Koina half. You're right, the other half, the Chamar, is not Koina, but I said At V'Chamar. So you're Koina half, and the Chamar is Koina half. For the Chamar, it doesn't work. So Kana Mechza. Rav Nuna Amar Lo Yama Klum. Rav Nuna says, you're not Koina anything. Since it's in one Kenyan, and you put them together in one Kenyan, so it's no Gemira Stas, it's like a joke. Since the Chamar is not Koina, you're not Koina. But Rav Sheishish Amar Kana Akoil. You coin everything, because the Chamar can be Koina, and I said At. So then it's like the Rashbam speaks out, Odom Yedeya She'en Chamar Koina, V'goma B'daitoi She'mis Yuchalik Lesa Shneim Yikna. And he's going with us that whoever can be Koina is Koina, so therefore you coin everything. So three Shittas. One Shittas says you coin a Mechza, the other Shittas says you're not Koina anything, V'sheh Shem HaKoin HaKoin. Omer Rav Sheish Na Milo, what's a riot to my Shitta that you coin HaKoin? The Tailant and the Brisa. Now, in the Havamin of this price, in whatever, Rav Sheshes Raya at least, he held that if you take Truma from something that's no good on something that's good, it does not work. It's not Chal. So the time of the price, when it comes to cucumbers, the inside is bitter, but the outside is sweet. So you should add on something, which the Marashal says is dinder abanon to add on, but you add on a little bit to the truma to make sure the kayin gets more sweet. Now, the problem over here is we're naming on that the mar cannot be considered truma on the sweet cucumbers. But here, you didn't speak out that the sweet should go on the sweet and the mar should go on the mar, the bitter should go on the bitter. You just took this whole cucumber and said, this should be true on everything else. So it seems like, what I'm really doing is, I'm saying, this cucumber should be true on everything, side the masuk, side the mar. And it turns out, like let's say on 50% is, 50% of the cucumbers are getting pattered by the bitter part of this cucumber, and all the 50% is getting get pattered by the sweet part of a cucumber. And the problem is,
in the pound of the mar and sweet
also, right. But still, he didn't split that up. So here, so Ilchari, it would learn, then when the mar doesn't work, so what happens? The masuk, it works anyway. Even if the mar is not working, the masuk works.
Didn't
so
it's, the mar,
yeah, but he didn't do the mar only on the mar. He did the mar on 50% of all the cucumbers, which means the mar is going on half masuk also. So that half masuk will not work. It won't work, that half masuk. So what's working on that half masuk? It must be the masuk part is working on that, even though I didn't say that. So you see over here, not only does it work on the half, it spreads out and works on everything. That's the raya that the Rashbam explains. A little complicated. But he's saying is that it seems like it works. And that's why I spoke out. It's only the Rabbanon they have to add on. I'll read you what the Marshal says a little bit. Venerally Sfile, Masha Oma Kushtari Maisif, Hainam Drabanon, Kamash Lusta Kushtari Maisif Alachitzin. Vitarium, the base Truma is getting Truma Viachs of Yitrim. You're doing it again, Shavir to Sefer, Sarah Drabanon. Mid Raisa ain't Sarah Lahoisif. You don't have to Maisik. Va Moisuk Shanishar Bekisha is Misakin Akoil. It's Misakin everything. Why is it Misakin everything? Because it must be like Rav Sheshis, that when you have an atva chamar, because here, you look at the cucumber, it's like an atva chamar, there's a masuk and a mar, and the mar is not working on the other masuk, but the masuk comes in and saves the day. So you see that just like here it saves the day, so the at also will get the king in the whole thing. That's the Gemara's raya from the case of Chuma. I am Ashal. They all mucho a little bit with this whole idea. But that's the simple pshat. So Zok the Gemara, so it's a raya that just like the Masik finishes off the job, so here also Atta should get all the rest. The Gemara answers, no, it's not a raya. Why? Shani Hosam and the Midaraisa Truma Ma'ayasihi. Really, Midaraisa, when you take the Mar on the Masik, it works. Domer Avaloi, Menayla Toymer Aral Yofa. How do you know if you take from the bad on the good? Because he's giving the Kayin the bad, the Trumasa Truma, that it does work and is Masakin the. It's masaking the food. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Sisa olav chet barim chemes chal b'yemenu." Don't be over avera. Why take it of tshuma? The main kaddish, it doesn't work. So which avera do you didn't do any avera? You have to do it again. Main kaddish, you see his chet lama. Mekan l'toyer min ara means midrash. If you have to do it again, so you didn't do anything. But here it works. It's cool to see his chet. Mekan l'toyer min ara al yafa shetshumas tshuma. You see there is tshuma, and there was not a riot at all from that case. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a brisa mesechtes. It might be a mishnah mesechtes kedushin. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a mishnah and mesechtes kedushin. We'll see who it's a kasha on, but we'll see the Rashbam, we'll see the Marsha. But the mishnah goes like this: there was five ladies sitting down. Two of them were sisters, actually. A person took a kakol shaltainim, a basket of figs, v'shalayim ha'isa, belonged to them actually, v'shal shviyas ha'isa, but it was hefker because of shviyas. V'ama ha're kocha mekadeshas li v'kal ha'isa, you all mekadeshas with this basket, v'kib le'echas v'ma de'kulam, one was v'kabel for everyone else, amru chacham ena chayis mekadeshas. The sisters are not mekadeshas, but achayis who they mekadeshas and achayis mekadeshas, but the other three are mekadeshas. Now, before we get into the Gemara's Raya, that the Gemara Kedusha says is a bunch of different Shema Minos from this case. First of all, you see that you could Mekadesh B'Shvias, and if it wouldn't be Shvias, it would be Gezel, you would not be able to Mekadesh. You also see a person, a Isha could be a Shliach to Mekabah Kedushin, even though the person she's Mekabah Kedushin for is becoming a Tzara to her. Because she's Mekabah Kedushin for herself and for her Tzara, it works. And also you see from here that sisters are not, neither sisters Mekadeshas. Because it's Kedusha Yom Shuvim Labia, you don't know which sister is the wife, and you can't marry either one because there's the Asa Rabia, because sister's Asa. And maybe the other one's really your wife. So, Ein Echayis Mekadeshes at all, because Kedusha Yom Shuvim Labia.
What's the problem with Shvias?
What?
What's the problem with the Mekadesh of Shvias?
Because what's the problem with Shvias? Maybe it's not considered, maybe it's considered Kadosh or whatever it is. Maybe it's not considered yours. I in the Gemara idea what the reason why. That maybe it's called Kodesh Hashem, whatever reason, maybe it's not Mekadesh. It's not like, we're not learning Mesechta Kedushin now. But Lemaisa, what comes out of here, that the Achayis are not Mekadesh, Hanachriyos Mekadesh, the Nachriyos are, the other three are Mekadesh. And the Kasha is, Vamai At V'chamorhi. Lemaisa is At V'chamor, because the sisters are not being Mekadesh, and the Nachriyos are. So it's At V'chamor. So who is it a Kasha or a Raya to? Zok the first line of the wide line of Rashbam. So he says, El Shema Mino Shiyesh Biyodu Liknos Yikna Akal Krav Sheshes. Now, if it were up to us, we would say it's not a Raya Dafka Rav Sheshes. Shim's Rav Nachman also. Rav Nachman says, Kona Mechzavat Chomor. That's a Raya Rav Nachman. It's not a Raya Krav Sheshes. Granted, it's not a Kasha Rav Sheshes because you can't be Mekadesh's sisters because they're their sisters. That's why. But it's not a Kasha on. It's not a kasha on Rav Nachman Lachar, it's only a kasha on Rav Nunas. So what's in the Rashbam? So the Mashah says that some taka learn, it's taka only a kasha on Rav Nunas. But he says the Rashbam learns that it's mashma over here that all five could keep the kalkala, that much they could. They could all keep the kalkala. So it's a raya to Rav Sheshes, that whatever could be kind of works, even though you said something it doesn't work, but the gabri kalkala, they are kind of. That's why it's a raya to Rav Sheshes, that's what the Mashah learns. But in any case, we have a raya here, either kasha Rav Hanuna or hakasha both Rav Hanuna and Rav Nachman. But Mayat v'chamaru, Amalei, he answers, Hainu. So he said back to him, Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi that Rav Avya had asked this question. So he says, you know what? I taka saw my dream, Amalei. Rav Ashi says, I taka saw my dream. Hainu dechazoi Rav Huna ba'avya bechelma. I taka saw last night Rav Huna ba'avya in my dream. And it must be because the Moisir Rav Tifta, because it must be because Rav Avya is asking Akasha. So I saw his son in the dream. why exactly did I see the sun? So some say that Itakef Vigoris, he saw of Avya in the dream. But others say that every dream has a little bit of a shtos, and that's why it was Rahuna Ba'avya. But anyway, he said, look, I dreamt about him last night, and look, he had a kasha. But the Gemara says, not a kasha. Lav miya kimno, da'oma haru'uya mekem labiyat eskadishli. We answered over there that he didn't say, you're all mekadeshas. What he said was, the haru'uya mekem shvi mekadeshas. Which means he only made the nokriyas mekadeshas. Therefore, it's not a case, bechlal, of at v'chamar, and therefore it's not a raya. So the bottom line is, we had a machlokes about at v'chamar, three shitas. Rav Sheshes tried to bring a raya from the case of Truma, which says it's not a raya. And then we tried to bring a raya to Rav Sheshes in the case of Mekudeshes. There is also not a raya because he said, Aruya Mekem, Labiyat Tzkadash Li. And what's Halacha Lemaisa? Halacha Lemaisa, Zokta Rashbam. And the third line is, we pass like Rav Nachman that At V'chamor Kona Mechta. And we also pass in the Mezaka Le'ubar, Likesha Tele, this Kona, like Rav Nachman. That's the Rashbam speaks out. New Gemara. Ahuda Amala Lidbisu. A person told his wife, I want to give you a present. Usually the wife is not Yerush, only the children are Yerush. He says, after he dies, he wants his wife to get also a chelik. And he says, Nichse Lecha V'Vanech. I'm giving a chosim to you and the five children. So how does that work? Does the Isha get a chelik one out of six? He's like one of the sons, or she gets 50% and the sons get 50%. What would you say? So Amar Rav Yosef, Kansa Mechta. He says he had half. Because since I said, Loch V'Levneich, I made you an equal, you get 50% and they get 50%. Amar Rav Yosef, no, I'm your law. How do I know this halacha? In Thailand, in a price, Rabbi Yomer, it says, Bar, the Lechem upon him. V'hoysa la'aroin u'levonov v'achlu mokum kodosh, he kreik tosh mula lo'i ma'ishe Hashem chok oylam. It says the Aaron gets some of the lechem upon him. And the Brisa says, how much does he get? Mechza la'aron, mechza levonov. He gets half. Half go to Aaron, half go to levonov. What exactly does half mean? Look at the Gemara Yuma, the Rashi brings part of it down. Either it means they each get five, because two of them go to the people who close the doors. Ayin Shom. But he gets half. Connected all the other Kahanim. So you see that what? That when there's a yachid connected to the Rabbim, and they're splitting something, they get half everything. Omle Abaya is not a raya. Bishlam Hasam, Aaron Bachaluku. Really, Aaron is one of the Kahanim. He gets anyway. And the Torah says, he gets the Aaron Levonov, we're adding on something. Lachi Parat Berachman, Lavishka Pagat, give him half. Isha's La Vas Yerushi. It's Daya, it's enough if you make her like one of the brothers. Daya is Tito Ke'echem and Abana, like one of the children. So therefore, it's not a right. Frank the Gemara, on Abaya, Eni Va'uv Dohav Baradoi, Va'agvishmul Pagat Vatvaria. Not the word Tvaria. Shmuel Taka did like Rav Yosef, he collected half. He gave half to his wife. The same thing with Tveria. So first of all, there's a Maisa Rav, not like Abaya. Vesu, another Raya, and this Raya we might answer, Vesu, Ki Osir, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Omar, Ahud Mei Klilo, the Shad de Bei Malka, Avuli Vastrugi, that there was this cost of a crown that they taxed the rich people, and the sarim, and the rulers, the ministers, they got this tax to pay for the crown. And Omar Rebbe, Nesvu Avuli Palga Vestrugi Palga, and Rebbe paskind that the rich people and the sarim each pay half, even though there was much more, the rich people were much richer and much more than the sarim. So you see, you split it evenly. Again, a kash on a bayah. Because when you say avuli vestrugi, you mean each one pays half, even though proportionally the avuli should have paid more. So it's again a third raya, not like a baya. So in this raya, says no, it's not true. Why? Hoche ashta. Hosam mikoruke avikosvi, avuli avikosvi, vestrugi amasai ba'adayu. Right away when we made the tax went like this. The rich people pay for it, and the strugi, the sarim, they should help out. V'yodo malko d'havakomasiyayi. And the Malka knew that they're going to help out. So now Hashta, what is he adding on? He writes that they both should pay. Hashta, Maida Kokasvi, Avuli Vestrugi, Lememra, the Hani Palagavani Palag. He's trying to say they each pay half. He was adding on and saying each should pay half. So therefore, it is a raya. It's not a raya against Abaya. The first rayas are a raya against Abaya. Let's bring another raya. Moshe Rav Zeir. If someone says, Oima, Raya, Lai, Mincha, Meya, Isarin. He says, I want to bring a mincha that's 100 isarim. So the halacha, lahavi b'shtei kelim, to bring in two kelim. So how do you split it up? Maybe shishim b'kliyach, you bring 60 isarin in one keli and 40 in the other keli. And the kasha is v'im hevi. There's a on top of our base. V'im hevi chamishim v'kli echad v'chamishim kli echad yotza. If you bring 50-50, you yotza. But l'chatchila v'im hevi in l'chatchila loy on top of gimel base. L'chatchila you should bring 60 and 40. V'sakadar to kol gavna pagu pagu. If you hold always 50-50, afil l'chatchila nami. You should for sure always do 50-50. So what's behind the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking a kasha somehow around Yosef over here. We have to understand the Gemara's kasha. We'll see the Tosfos. We'll just speak this out. Rav Yosef told you that when you say to a wife and to all the children, it's 50-50. That's a chiddush. That he says that even that when you say one with the group, it doesn't come part of the group. He's just as much as the group. But let me say that's Rav Yosef. So we're asking a kasha over here. Also, it should be 50-50. Let's think about this. That's partial. If I go over two people, Reuven and Shimon, I want to give you a present. It's a sure 50-50. Everyone agrees 50-50. So here, it's like I said, I want to give a present to two people. I said, I want to bring a mincha 100 asaron. So here, you split into two. It's not... You can't fit into a keli more than 60 asaron. You can't fit into a keli more than 60 asaron. So here, you're giving a mincha 100 asaron. So you have to split it into two keli. How do you split it? So it says, you should really split it into 60-40. But if you do 50-50, it's fine. What, the two size minchas, 50-50 or 60-40. The chiluk is one's a mincha of 60, one's a mincha of 50. That's the chiluk. So it says, you do really use the mincha of 60 and a mincha of 40. That's a chatchila. But the eved, 50 and 50 is fine. Ad kana dinner by mincha. Ad kana, it's not a complicated halacha. 50 is sarin and one, 50 is sarin and one. Or it's 60 and 40. So it says, the chatchila do 60 and 40. And then, but it says, if you do 50-50, it's good. So now let's try to cap what's going on with us. So the Gemara says, it's a kasha on Rav Yosef. If you hold, you get 50-50. You should get 50, do 50-50 here also. So now, we don't understand the kasha, right? We don't understand the kasha, because here, everyone would agree to get 50-50. Duck toys, top toys. It's Taylor Reed. The my kasha, if he ain't posh, like, but I'm a nixil, shtay b'day adam. If I say I'm giving a chasm to two people, so you shove him, the falachi, a mincha, like, t'ilahi. So obviously, it's a different reason, because you meant to say carbon gadol. So, Tosfos answers like this. The Gemara is going to answer in a second that a person really likes having the biggest carbon possible. So that's why it's possible for everyone else, in such a case, you give 60-40. But Rav Yosef said, you don't work with svaros. He worked with his lashon. And therefore, just like you work with his lashon by ishtai, he also should work with that. Zog Tosfos. But even read the Hakli Parach. The hasvarahu shaloi titel ishtai elakechem abonim. The svar is that by wife you take just like the brothers. The filach come on Rav Yosef, then it tells mechza. He also by mincha, apushes svar is loyal to the carbon god like a machavin. Loyal and lechas, acha svar, don't go after the svar. That's Mara's kasha. Mara answers, no. Haki ashta, the fourth line again, full line on top. Haki ashta, hasam, anan sadi, the high gavram, the carbon god like a machavin. Here it's a, there by mincha, it's anan sadi, he wants to give a big carbon. The high to come a shtay kalim, the yard of layef shalah suyev kleecha. It's not possible to fit it into one kalik. Only can do 60. The most you can mix in one is 60. So kamod the f shalah suyev masina. You bring whatever you could. And here Rav Yosef agrees that here it's pashut the non sadi wants to give a big carbon, and therefore he'll agree you have to give a 60. But a case of the isha avad the 50-50. And the gemara ends off. V'ilchusokavaseid Rav Yosef besoda inyan umechza, which means usually you pass like rabba. There are three places to pass the Rav Yosef. By Soda, Inyan, or Mechza. Mechza is our Gemara, that the Isha gets half. Inyan is a Gemara we learned before in Yash Neuchlin, that if you want to be Chayza on something, Kozman, Ya'isik, Ba'isik, Inyan, you can be Chayza. That was the Gemara Yash Neuchlin. And Soda is something in the first parak, Parak HaShotim, so all three of these cases are all in Baal Basra. The first case, Soda is a case in Parak HaShotim where the Yerushal guy, Bar Metzra, Ayin Chum, so he passed all three cases like Rav Yosef. Hilchos Rav Yosef, Besoda, Inyan, Umechza.